Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Hello, Columbus, Georgia. Good evening. It is 9/24/2018, September 24, 2018. The time is approximately 5:30 p.m. Welcome to Fountain City Radio. As you know, we went into launch mode several weeks ago, about 6 weeks or so ago, and we've been, as a nonprofit, we've been inviting people onto the show to join us and talk about different things that are going on in the Fountain City and Valley area. And today we have as our guest Madeline Davis, who is been in the music industry all of her life. And we invited her on the show today to talk to us about Ma Rainey and her role in preserving the history of Ma Rainey in Columbus and throughout the nation as the blues standards and whose roots come from Columbus, Georgia. A couple of housekeeping chores. The guest call-in number is 515-602-9677. You don't need to put in a PIN number or anything like that, but call in to 515-602-9677. And if you want to weigh in, make a comment, ask a question of Ms. Davis, all you have to do is press 1. Press 1 on your dial. She's not called in yet. Checked in with us yet, but I wanted to go over a couple of housekeeping chores while we're waiting for Madeline Davis to call in, who was our guest on this week's show. We wanted to talk to her also about upcoming and future projects with the Mad About Ma Blues Society of Columbus, Georgia. Fountain City Radio is a nonprofit effort by Kingstown Family Foundation, who is fiscally sponsored by the Empowerment Leadership Academy of Contra Costa County, California. And the reason why we wanted to be nonprofit, excuse me, I don't have a cough button here, but the reason why we wanted to be nonprofit is so that we could bring on events and activities and different leaders and politicians around the community come on and feel free to speak, free to weigh in, and say whatever they need to say or whatever they're required to say without having to worry about whether or not they can afford an ad. So we ask for sponsors for Fountain City Radio in order for us to be able to engage with the community without people having to worry about paying for advertising space. That's why it's a nonprofit.
For Fountain City Radio.
So
in order for us to be able to engage with the community without people having to worry about paying for advertising space. That's why it's a nonprofit. So in order for us to be able to engage.
So what we're doing while we're waiting for our guests to come on the air is we're having a couple of technical difficulties, and I believe what I need to do at this point is probably, well, anyway, we'll continue to wait. But once again, the dial-in number is 515-602-9677. And while we're waiting for Ms. Davis to tune in and turn on so we can talk to her about what's coming up for the Mad About My Blues Festival, which has already passed us for this year, but it comes back around every year annually. Those are the housekeeping chores. If you want to dial in to 515-602-9677, please feel free to press 1, and you can comment or ask questions, and we'll see you. Basically, pressing 1 raises your hand on the air. so that we can get your comment or question pulled in. But for the Mad About Mob Blues Society of Columbus, Georgia is should be important to people around Columbus, Georgia. And like I said, we try to do radio without having to worry about advertising, sponsors, or anything of that nature so that we can get everybody in and give everybody an opportunity to come on the air and talk about their different projects, different events, different things that they have going on around in the area, and feel free to chat without worrying about whether or not they can afford an advertising spot. So if you want to make any donations, we are 501c3. Your donations are tax deductible, and you can contact me at srenee at spell it out kingstownfamilyfoundation.com. Once again, your it's a 501c3, so your ads are tax deductible because we're sponsored by the Empowerment Leadership Academy in Contra Costa County, California. So we were waiting for Ms. Madeline Davis to tune in and get turned on so we can do our interview for today. But so far she hasn't called in. So we're going to talk about maybe some of the events that are going around in Columbus, Georgia. At the moment, we've had a lot of high crime activity going on in the East Highland area. A lot of high crime areas in Columbus, Georgia. The news was reporting that 93 people here in the Valley area in Columbus, Georgia were arrested just last week. And as we were cruising through East Highland, we noticed that there were three or four of those people that were arrested actually standing here over in the East Highland area who were actually handcuffed and standing out in the bright, hot heat sun of day. Who were being arrested, and we were just wondering about a lot of the high crime. We talked to Skip Henderson earlier about some of the high crime that's going on in Columbus, and we'll get off that topic momentarily because it looks like our guest has appeared, and we're going to tune in and get turned on and see what's going on with Ms. Madeline. Madeline, are you here?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hey. Hello. Hey. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I was hoping
fine
you
today
hadn't forgotten about us.
No, I hadn't. It's so hot here, you know, so I had to cool down a little bit.
It is. I know you're on a busy schedule, so you're not going to. It's just a little short show, and we're down about 20 minutes right now. And so I wanted to invite you on to talk about the Ma Rainey Blues Festival, which we know has already passed through for this year. But we wanted to talk about some of the events that you have going on and let people know when it'll be coming up again next year.
Yes, it will be coming up again in 2019, April 27th, which is the last Saturday in April, and Ma Rainey's birthday happens to be the 29th of April. That's when she was born, back in the 1800s. So this year we're going to feature Tim O'Brien again. He's a fantastic blues guitarist and always willing to, you know, help out. And he's really one of the musicians that is really interested in keeping this festival, getting it started really well and keeping it going throughout, you know, decades. Because Ma Rainey was not just a pushover artist. As we know, she was a businesswoman and an innovator. Encouraging for not only black women, but for any woman that's in the blues or in any music genre. As she was the first one who had a tour bus, and she showed us the way. Dinah Washington made a comment. She said she wanted to thank Ma Rainey because because of Ma Rainey, Dinah Washington became who she was, indirectly, of course, but she cited Ma Rainey for encouragement.
Now, so we really, let me stop you for just a half a second here. for some of our millennials who are online who hadn't heard of Ma Rainey and don't know who she is and know how important she was to the blues as well as to the Columbus, Georgia, can you give us a little more background information so that they'll know what to write down in their history book?
Okay. Well, there's a dispute as to where she was actually born.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? I'm here. I can't hear anyone. Well, just in case you can hear me and I can't hear you, it's a dispute as to where she was born, either somewhere in Alabama or Columbus. But the family claims that she was indeed born and raised in Columbus, Georgia. And during her young days, she married a man who was a minstrel show performer, Pa Rainey. I can't remember his actual birth name, but she ran away with him, and they had minstrel shows. And I guess it must have ended in divorce. No one knows that. And she is responsible for Bessie Smith directly becoming a blues artist. So Google will direct you to Wikipedia, which has loads of information on her and her entire discography. So if you ever get a chance, definitely visit Wikipedia. Google Ma Rainey, Gertrude Pritchett. And there's loads of information there about her.
Okay.
Hello.
All right. I'm so sorry. We had a technical difficulty here where this is internet radio. It's live, and my call got dropped.
So
I was trying to. Yeah, it does that from time to time, and sometimes the unavoidable happens.
Yeah.
But were talking about when I tuned back in. You were talking about the background and history of Ma Rainey, and I was asking you to do that for the millennials on here that need something to write down in their history books.
Yes.
Apparently you've done that. I missed your mid-conversation when the call got dropped.
You mean I was just talking and talking to just, that's
well,
okay.
The good news is that you were still on and my call got dropped, so I had to dial back in, so I missed most of what you were saying. But it's available on the podcast. So it'll be available for download for anybody who wants to go back and listen. Let me do my housekeeping chores one more time. The guest call-in number is 515-602-9677. If you have a comment or a question, please press 1 on your dial pad, and we'll be able to bring you into the conversation so that you can comment or ask a question. And, Madeline, I just want you to know that many times we have people online who are just listening and they don't want to come on and say anything because they know this is permanent. So whatever whatever gets recorded on here never goes away.
I understand.
But they won't say anything. You know, I'll see them come up on the board. But I don't try to pull them into the conversation. I just keep giving them the number and tell them to press 1. You know, if they want to weigh in. So give us once again the date for the festival next year and where it's going to be held and how they can contact you.
Yes, it's April 27th, 2019, in Uptown Columbus. That's 1,000 block of Broadway. And please go to our website, www.MaRaineyInternationalBluesFestival.com. And there you will see the activities that's going to happen. And also, if anyone's in the Columbus area, go to the Family Blues page and sign up for Family Blues Challenge, you know. And the best family that wins, of course, will win a gift card. And they will be able to do Walmart shopping, whatever they want to do with their gift card. But we want to see singing families up there on that stage showing their stuff.
Okay. All righty. So if they just say they want to participate in the program, is there any advance notice, or how long ahead of the festival do they need to contact you if they want to participate?
If they want to participate, go to the website and upload a video, as it states.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be professional, just a good video where we can see everyone's faces and hear everyone's voice and hear the song that you're singing. When you go to the website, you will see the list of genres, acceptable genres.
Mm-hmm.
We love Beyonce, but that will be acceptable. We want the traditional gospel, country, blues, folk music, even rock and roll, and some R&B, mostly the traditional R&B. So this is
classic.
What we want to encourage. Yes, the classic rock. Yes, everything that's close to the blues. If you listen, a lot of rock and roll is close to the old classic rock and roll. So we want people to be encouraged to sign up and bring your guitars, or if you want the band to play behind you, or the piano, or whoever, we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We just want people, the community, to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Ma Rainey,
she
loved her community. Ma Rainey loved her community. The rumor is when she would leave her house and go to church, children would run behind her, and she would just give them candy and touch their little cheeks and cheeky-poo, make these noises to kids. So she loved her community. So it's befitting that the community come out and tribute, you know, any song they want to sing within the traditional genres to participate.
How much advance notice do they need? Do they need at least a week ahead of time?
At least a week ahead of time. At least. We hope everyone will try to do it a month ahead of time, but we'll take our last submissions 2 weeks before the festival.
Okay.
And, of course, that they will be invited to perform. If it's 10 that sign up, 10 will perform, but we will select one family as the winner.
Oh, okay. All right. That sounds like fun.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
I know they have to go to the website to submit this information and everything, but is there a telephone number that anybody can call if they need to call?
They can call 706-615-3538 and leave a message.
Okay. All right. And you'll be able to get back to us with them and carry on.
We'll get back to them, yes, definitely, within 24 hours.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. But once again, guys, go to the website and sign up, send your videos in so we can participate in next year's festival. And in the meantime, let me repeat that number for you, 706-615-3538. I'm going to take just
and
a minute out to run an audio. And the website is www.MaRaineyInternationalBluesFestival.com. And they spell all that out. Ma Rainey International Blues Festival. I know it's a lot, but it is what it is.
Yes, it is. Someone mentioned that to me.
They said that's a lot to type in.
But then I saw some others that were long as well, and I thought, well, you know, why not then?
Yeah.
If they're long.
There is. But the good news is that once you type it in, it usually saves itself in your system so that when you start to type it from that point going forward, it'll just pull up by itself. So you only have to type that in one time.
that's true.
But I'm going to go ahead and hit our intro bit again, just a little commercial interruption for just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Ms. Natalyn Davis from the Ma Rainey Blues Festival and on the line with us, and Mad About Ma Blues Society of Columbus, Georgia. We're going to hit our intro bit for just about 30 seconds, and we'll be back to Ms. Davis in a moment. Hang on.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on Fountain City Radio, and the time is approximately 5:50 p.m. We're 10 minutes down on the show, getting ready to go off the air in just a little bit. I want to remind you that we have Ms. Madeline Davis with the Ma Rainey Blues Society of Columbus, Georgia, and she spent some time on the air with you during a drop call of my own, talking to you about Ma Rainey's history here, what her name was and how she was known, and why it's important that we stay in touch with our roots, especially in blues, and especially with some of the excellent talent that actually came from the Fountain City area that a lot of us, especially the millennials, the younger generation, don't know anything about. Well, you need to know. And it's good. I feel like it's beautiful that we have so many people that stay in touch with their roots like that and continue to pass on the legacy to the next generation. Once again, our guest call-in number is 515-602-9677. I see the board lighting up, but you're not required to weigh in if you don't want to, but I see you're listening, and that's a good thing. And you can press 1 if you want to comment or ask a question. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. I'm happy that Ms. Madeline Davis was able to join us today, and hopefully she'll be back sometime in the future. But we just wanted to let you know that little bit that I played, that little intro bit, that 30-second intro bit, is wide open for sponsors. Anybody who's sponsoring this show, we want to do sponsored nonprofit radio, so that the people who need to come on and talk about their different events don't always get caught up in wondering whether or not they can pay for an ad. We don't want people to pay for ads here. We want it to be nonprofit radio so we can bring people on to talk and feel free to talk. So we're going to get back to Ms. Davis. We're down on our last 5 minutes of this show. The time is a little off because we're coming from California. So we're a few seconds off, but we still got about 5 minutes left on the air.
Okay.
Madeline, you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey. The time is a little bit off because we're coming from California, but we still got a good 5 minutes left.
Okay.
In the show. And is there anything else you want to tell the listening audience? We got some people listening in from California as well who didn't know anything about Ma Rainey. Who just signed in, so if you can just give a quick fill-in.
Okay, well, ditto what you're saying, it's important to be in touch with our roots, and Ma Rainey definitely is a part of our roots in roots music, and she's called the mother of the blues, and she wasn't the creator of it. She heard it during her travels, and it was mostly sung by men, and she decided to make it into a woman's thing, and she started writing, which she couldn't read or write, but everything was done with pictures. So if she wanted to kill her man because he was going to leave her in a certain line, the picture of a man and a gun would be drawn, so she knew exactly what her lyrics were. And it's very important that we do keep in touch with these roots, and to let you know that after the career ended, she returned to Georgia, and she returned to Rome, Georgia, and she opened a theater there, died there. So we don't know what happened, but obviously Rome sent her remains back to Columbus, because she is buried in Columbus.
At Greenacre Cemetery, correct?
At Riverdale, the one downtown.
Riverdale, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Her grave is Riverdale
but just
Cemetery.
A matter of information, I want people to understand that at some point, Columbus, Georgia was highly segregated, and in some senses it's still segregated now. So we have in this town what we actually used to call black cemeteries. So I understand some of the reasons why we had Porterdale Cemetery, East and West,
that's
Riverdale,
it, Porterdale.
Green
that's
Acres
Porterdale.
Cemetery. Is a, I hate to say that it's also still pretty much a segregated cemetery.
Yes, it is.
Somebody was
Moraine.
Mentioning that she's buried at Riverdale.
She's at Porterdale. She's at Porterdale.
Porterdale.
I get those dales confused.
Okay, that's
yeah,
okay.
She's in Porterdale.
I was just trying to make that clear because I know that there were plots that were bought in Porterdale, but Porterdale was filled up years ago, so you can't buy any new plots there. But we got some older people that may have bought one at the time. That are still living. So there's still burials going on there, but I don't think you can buy any new plots there for those who are interested in even hearing about that. I say it because that they were highly segregated at the time. We still, here in Columbus, Georgia, people still talk about Sundays and churches around here. Still the most segregated things going on in the South. Segregated
That's what
Sundays.
I've heard.
Segregated cemeteries.
That's what I've heard.
That it hadn't changed. So you would have to go to a black cemetery to find Ma Rainey because that's just the way it was at the time.
And so I normally get Riverdale and Porterdale. I get Riverdale and Porterdale mixed up. I don't even know where Riverdale is, but Porterdale
is
one. Downtown.
That's why I was curious.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
That's why I was curious. There is a Riverdale cemetery around here somewhere, but I don't recall exactly where. And it's Porterdale and Green Acres is still pretty much segregated, but some of the integration that happened has happened like in places like Park Hill. They have more black people buried in Park Hill now than they used to. Evergreen used to be exclusively white, but now black people are being buried there. So
yes, we're running out of space.
Exactly. But you know, if it was a show about cemeteries, I could give them a little history on how on Green Acres, which is where my family is buried.
Is buried mine as well. So, but you know, Ma Rainey has been buried here almost 75 years or more. So it's time for a festival. It's time. Blues festivals and jazz festivals are held in every city. In state, in the United States, wherever someone was born, that's where people promote a festival. A festival bring in lots of money and puts the city on the map, and it's a wonderful thing to do. And I think due to the segregation, this is why Ma Rainey was ignored.
Oh, okay. Now,
you know, I
really ask
think
you, when they do the when they do the Black History Tour here, is she on is the house, I believe, is
yes,
that
her
tour.
Yes, it's a museum.
Is her grave site also on that tour?
I think her grave site is because there are a number of prominents in Porterdale Cemetery, Sturgeon Riverdale again, Porterdale Cemetery, besides her. And so, of course, I think it is on the trail of Black history.
Okay, well, we're down 90 seconds on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a minute once again to thank Ms. Madeline Davis for joining us from the Mad About Ma Blues Society of Columbus, Georgia. I'm here to tell you now, don't think it rude if it disconnects, but California and Georgia time is not jiving. So sometimes you'll hear like click and it's like, what happened? So when they say 60 seconds, it's probably 30 seconds. So they're getting ready to log us off. Thank you once again for joining us. We hope you will be back soon again, Ms. Davis. And as we get closer to the festival, we want to bring you back on the show so you can do this again.
And so we
can do some more promotions. Once again, nonprofit. When they're nonprofit, we don't want people to have to pay for ads.
Exactly.
So we'll see you next Monday at 5:30 on Fountain City Radio. Ms. Davis, once again, thank you so much. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. See you next Monday, 5:30.
You're listening to The Amazing. Amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.